Okay, we have a few more seconds. There we go. Okay, 6 o'clock, and we are in Sama Gimel Amud Beis. I'm going to start again after the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if a person is Mekadesh, says he was Mekadesh's daughter. Now, obviously, he says he did it in front of Edom, because if he didn't do it in front of Edom, it's not Kedushin. That the Gemara is going to talk about later on in this parak. But let's assume that as a fact. So he comes in and he says, listen, I was Mekadesh Kedushin in front of two Edom, for my daughter, and I've got to whom? And in walks the person and says, I'm the one. The Mishnah says he's Neman. If two people come in and claim that they are the one, so one of them can give a get, both of them should give a get. If one wants to marry, one can give a get and the other one can marry her if they can work it out. Now we're going to learn the Gemara Amarav. Neman litn get ve neman litnais. In the case where the Mishnah says that if somebody comes and claims that he's the husband, he's believed. It's only believed the fact that if he gives her a get, he permits her to get married to somebody else. But we don't trust him to marry her. And the Gemara Rab explains himself very clearly. We have a Svara. Nobody comes in and lies for no personal benefit. He comes in and says, I'm the one that married her. I'll give her a get. So why in the world would he do that? So she'd be an HSH the rest of her life? Why would he come in and claim such a claim if it's not true? He's not going to marry her. He's only going to give her a get and let her marry somebody else. And if chas v'shalom, he's not the guy, she's going to be living in sin the rest of her life because this guy came and said it. Therefore, that svara is strong enough that he would never do this, and we can trust him that he's the one, and he can give her a get and she can marry somebody else. Yes, you might have the crazy nutcase that's willing to do an avera like that. But that's not a normal human being. Normal human beings don't do things like that when they don't gain on the deal. But he's not neman to marry her, because that, we say, he has a desire for her, and he's willing to do the avera of Eishes Ish in order to satisfy his desire. Unfortunately, there are people that do that. They're mizana with Eishes Ishes. And therefore, he's willing to lie based on the fact that he's going to gain on the deal. People lie for their own benefit. They don't lie for somebody else's benefit if they don't gain anything. Especially, they don't even know who the benefit is going to be for. It's going to be for somebody else she finds to marry. Rashi, Amarav, Hazat Nan, that which it said in the Mishnah. Hold just 1 second. Okay, so I'm back. So that which it says, Anikadeshti is Neman. Listen, get Kama de Neman. Just means forget. It's a Machinan Alei, Shehu Knitsha. You rely on him that he's the one that married her. The get a get and his get is a get. Why do we do that? Shein Adam Chaytiv Adavashen in Nenemi Menu. People don't sin for something they have no pleasure. Lahatir Eishes Ish Chinam, to be Matur and Eishes Ish for no personal gain. As Neman Lichnois, Lechatzim Lameimar, as right. That's the Gemara by Ravasi Eimar, As Neman Lichnois. Ravasi says he is Neman Lichnois because Rashi will explain why. Let's read the Rashi. As Neman Lichnois, Lechatzim Lameimar Lichnois Ish, Shekibul Kedushin, Anihu. He doesn't have the audacity to say in front of the father who did the acceptance of the Kedushin, that I'm the one you accepted it from. Why not? The mirza is doma makir shlei, because the father might not know who it is, but he knows who it isn't. And the father might look at him and say, you're a bald-faced liar. The yama yadana, the lavat yavazli kedushin, I know it's not you. And the person will be totally embarrassed and embarrassed that it was him. So nobody does that and takes that gamble, even if he has a yetzara. But it's a major gamble, because the people might not remember who it is. But there's a good chance they might remember who it isn't. And that, the person's not willing. So this is Machlekes Rav and Ravasi, whether that fear of the father is enough to cancel the Yetzahara of Yitzray Tarkvay. That is the Machlekes Rav and Ravasi. Dr. Gemara, Maida Ravasi, by Meres Niskadashti, Ve'eni Yidas Lami Niskadashti, a girl walks in and says, I accept the Kedusha for myself, and I don't know to whom I married. Now, let me explain. The Torah believed the father to say, I married off my daughter. It's a pasuk. Gemara later on, the Samach Mamad Aleph, the Samach Dalar Mamad Aleph, will bring a pasuk that says, as Biti Nasati Lishazah, that allows a father to come in and claim that he married off his daughter. And the Torah gave him Nemanus. The Torah said, a father is believed to say he married off his daughter. The Torah never gave an individual to come in and say, I got married. A lady cannot come in and say, I accept the Kedushin and be believed. She's only believed vis-a-vis herself. That's called the halacha of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Nisura. That even if a person is not believed to us, for many reasons, because she's negayah b'davar, it affects her life, and a person's never believed on a davar shebe'erva, we don't even trust an honest witness on a davar shebe'erva, which marriage is. But over here, we're only believing her vis-a-vis herself. She's saying, I'm the one that got married. So we're not saying, oh, you're an Eishes Ish. We're saying, you have to treat yourself like an Eishes Ish based on your own words. If a person claims something as a definite, I know this is treif, he can't eat that. Even if Adam come in and say it's kosher, he can't eat it. He knows it's treif. For himself, he's believed more than anybody else. It doesn't affect me because he's believed for himself only. Same thing here. A woman comes in and says, I got married. There were two Adam there. I got married, right? She's not believed to anything else. Even if she identifies the man, and he says, no way, I never did it, we don't say we believe her. We say, as far as she's concerned, she's an Eishes Ish. She told us she's an Eishes Ish. And a person has the power to make themselves usher. She makes herself into an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis herself, meaning we believe her vis-a-vis herself, not vis-a-vis anybody else. And therefore, when a woman comes in and says, it's Kadashti, we believe her. Now here she added and said, I don't know to whom. Let me just finish the next line. Can I just finish the next line? And somebody else comes in and says, I'm the man. Ravasi here agrees to Rav. We don't trust the guy because the woman has an interest in finding her man. She also has a benefit here. We don't trust him because there's no fear that the woman will say you're a liar. Because the woman wants to find the guy much more than the father wants to find the guy. The father is not going to lie to find the guy for his daughter. He's going to be honest. Maisa doesn't want his daughter to be an Eishes Ish. The woman has a desire to get out of this mess that she created. She said, I got married. I don't know to whom. To her, the best thing that would happen is if somebody says it's me, and she can say yes. And that way get out of the mess. So therefore, we can't trust the guy to say it to me because the woman will cover for him for her own benefit. And therefore, he's not Neman to marry her. He can give a get. And then she's free, but he can't marry her because the fear of being called a liar doesn't exist by the woman like it does by the father. Because the father will say, it's not you. She might cover for her. She might cover for him because it's in her interest. It's in her interest to find a husband. That cancels that fear he has that I'm going to be called a liar. Yes, someone had a question.
Yeah, I did. So is she permanently an Eishes Ish if she believes she is?
Yes, for herself only.
Right. So how does she get out of that?
She's stuck. If she doesn't know to whom, she's stuck. Now she identifies a man. If she came in and she says, I married Reuben. Sorry, now she we don't marry Reuben. If she said she married Shimon, I'm sorry. If she comes in and says, I married Shimon, now, if Shimon says no such thing, if Shimon's a nice guy, he'll give her a get and free her from her own problem. Uh-huh. Because he'll say, I'll do you a favor. But he has to be willing to do that favor. The Gemara is going to say that. But
okay.
You're right. If the guy refuses to play ball, and he says, no, I never did it, and leave me alone, she's stuck. But nobody asked her to say this. You know what I mean?
Right.
But she might be saying the truth for all we know. We don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, according to Rav Asi, why doesn't the man fear the Edim as opposed to the father? According to Rav Asi, he fears the father.
The Edim are not here. He said, we did Kedushin in front of Edim. The Edim are gone. We'll never see those Edim ever again.
Well, why would we say that?
That's the case.
If they're there, it's not a problem.
But, I mean, why aren't the Edim available if necessary?
Again.
Why, I mean, they're members of the community. They might say, hey, we were the witnesses.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they are, and maybe they are. Maybe he was Mekanisher and the two people left town. He doesn't even remember who the Edim are. He's saying, I was Mekanisher in front of two people that were there and watched it, and they're gone. We have no idea who they are. He doesn't have to identify who they are. And if he does, Gemara's going to say later on, they left town. They're in China now. We have no way of reaching them. Now the question becomes, what is the belief? Again, he's not here. They're not here. If he identifies them, of course
we're just assuming that right now. Because
exactly.
These are going to
be
communities.
That's going to be the assumption all the cases here. Because if he identifies the Adam, of course he would ask the Adam. In all these cases, I hear you. You hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? Now, again, let me just make it clear. In all these cases, there are no Edim to be found, because if they were, they would be the ones that tell us the truth, what happened. There are no Edim.
That answers my question.
It happened in front of Edim, but we have no evidence.
I've got two questions.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I've been trying to ask for a while. First question, in terms to go back a while, in terms of the general rule that you said that there's people not trusting Dover Sheba Erva, single not trusted to testify themselves Dover Sheba Erva, is Nita not a Dover Sheba Erva, or is Nita just an Isser?
That's a thesis about days and days and Gittin. You can take a look and talks about it.
Actually, no, I'm lousy at reading Tosa.
Well, I'm not going to get involved in all the details. Let's just say Tosa says it's biyada. She has the ability to become not a nida to go to the mikvah, therefore she's believed. It's a complicated. Tosa goes into two parts, but it's not the time and place. But Tosa does address the issue. And the reason she's believed to say she went to the mikvah because she has the ability to go to the mikvah. Doesn't need anybody else involved.
Okay. The other one is, as far as, again, this general qual, that if a woman says, I was married, but I'm divorced, or similarly, if I was married and my husband died, doesn't that matter her?
Yes, because she's the one that made the problem to begin with.
Right, so the general qual that is... A single person is not trusted, but Erva has holes in it. It is not an overriding.
No, there's not any hole in it. No, we're not trusting her. She's the one that made the problem by saying she got married, so she can undo her own problem. Meaning,
like
we wouldn't. Right, exactly. Except over here, she's not undoing the problem. The guy's coming in to claim, and we're afraid she'll cover for him.
Pesha
Azar, Pesha Hitzer
here. Here's some
VLP. Right.
That's the way I like it. One more. I got another question.
Yes.
What does someone giving her a get help?
She's free. She can go get married to somebody else.
No benefit. But she might be married to somebody else.
Again, nobody comes into Bezin and lies if they have no benefit. If the guy walks into bed and says, it's me, and we say, you can't marry her, and he says, yeah, but it's me anyway, I'll give her a get, or Bezin says to him, give her a get, he would say, forget it, Barry Barsai, it's not me. He's not going to lie to permit her to get married to somebody else as an Ashes Ish. Nobody does Averis for somebody else's benefit. You do Averis for your own benefit.
So he's the only one that can't marry her.
Correct. Correct. But he frees her if he gives her a get, because he wouldn't lie. Why would he lie? You ever see people that tell people to keep quiet during davening, but then they talk themselves? Because they only enjoy when they talk. They don't want people to talk during davening. They know it's not allowed. So they don't want to do Averis by somebody else's pleasure. They only do Averis when they enjoy it. Why would the guy lie and say he married her if he had no pleasure in the deal?
So this man might be her uncle and covering up for her.
Again, as I knew this would come up. No, we're not afraid that somebody underhanded slipped him a $100 bill to come in and say this, and that's why he's saying this. He come in and genuinely said, I'm the one that married her. Her uncle can't marry her. Well, he can, but that's not the case. Nobody comes in. See, I don't think you understand. Nobody wants on their shoulders that a woman will be living in sin the rest of her life when they have no benefit out of it. And we're not afraid that the guy got paid off to do it.
But if he gave her a get, I mean, he's the only one that can give her a get and allow her to marry anybody else.
But that means he's honest. He wouldn't do it because he might be doing it for his Yetzirah.
Okay.
He likes this girl. He wants to marry her, so he lies. People lie, and they do Averis for their own personal physical benefit. There are people that do Averis for physical benefit. He was doing Averis for his own physical benefit. He's not doing an Averis for somebody else's physical benefit. Let's go right back. Tran. Ratzu echad neitin get, ve'echad kindness. Mishnah said, two people come and claim I was the one to marry her. One of them can give a get, and the other one can marry her. Tufta the Rav. The Chayre Rav said, we don't trust the guy to marry her. And here, we are trusting the guy, the Farish, to marry her. Two people claim it. We say, one gives a get, and the other one can marry her. What happened to Rav's rule that we don't trust the person to marry her because of the Yetzirah? And for the Gemara, Shaini Amalach Rav. Shiny Hussam, the Kivan Ikachar Badei, Irsuse Mirsus. What happens is, the guy realizes there's two. So automatically, since he realizes there's two, right, he's afraid to maintain his lie. Meaning, the guy who's claiming I married her will back off quickly. Even if, again, two people are there, they both claim they married her. Therefore, even Rob agrees at that point that he's afraid the father will say, it's the other guy, not you. If he still maintains and claims it's him, that does prove he's saying the truth. Let me try to explain this the way the Achrayim explain it. The Achrayim explain as follows. Two people came in. The father didn't recognize the first guy, right? That he didn't recognize the second guy, right? But now that there's two there, the first one can say, the father can say, he can rethink it, and he might say that it's the other guy. Meaning, let me explain, the father might not recognize the guy, but once there's two, he might rethink it and, yes, recognize the guy. So the lawyer in that case is more scared than in the case when he's the only guy. Rob felt, let me try to explain this, and again, I need a minute. Rob felt that the fact that the guy came in and said, it's me, is not enough to let him marry her, because he might be doing it for his Yetzirah. But now there's two people there, the fear is much greater. A, somebody's calling you a liar and saying it's not you. And B, the father now is seeing two candidates he might reconsider, and that he might recognize one of them, even though he originally claimed not to recognize. That puts a real fear in one of the two of them, and the dishonest one will give the get, and the other one who still maintains can marry her. That's what we're assuming. Let's read the Rashi inside as he says it. Kivan ik acher badei, sh'amar ani kedeshtia, mirsis mikara, shema yakara av shechavei rekit shevaloi hu. He's now afraid that once there's two, the father might say, hey, it's number two, not number one. Or say, no, it's number one, not number two, because he now has two candidates. It causes him to rethink it. Therefore, the one that's not honest, because obviously one of these two is lying, is going to be the one that gives the get, because he's the one that's more afraid than the guy who's saying the truth. The guy who's saying the truth has less to be afraid of. So if one is willing to give the get so the other one can marry her, we say the honest guy is the one that's sticking around. That's what Rav agrees. Hope I explained myself well enough. Tanya Kavasa the Ravasi. We have a Raya to Ravasi. Kedashti is Miti Veni Dehem Milmi Kedashtiya. I was Mekadosh my daughter, and I don't know to whom. Ubaach Adrami Kedashtiya, I'm the one. Af Neman Lichnais. So here it is. The Bryce is clearly like Ravashi. Doesn't scare Rav. Rav can argue on Bryce if he has to. So we never slug up Rav from a Bryce. We have a rule that says Rav Tano Upalig. Rav has the ability to argue on Bryce. One of the few Amaroim, one of two really, that is given that right to argue on Bryce. So therefore, the Bryce approves the Ravasi, but it doesn't disprove Rav. Now the Bryce gives you a new case. The guy came, said it was me, the bride holds on Kravasi, we trust him even to let him marry her. In walks number two and says, no, it was me. Now, had they come together at the beginning, we wouldn't trust either of the two. But because one came first and we said, you can marry him, now comes number two, we ignore him. This is a halacha that we had in Masechta Tzuvos. Once Bez and Paskins, based on whatever halacha that allowed them to Paskin, they don't withdraw the psak of a doubt, because maybe, because the whole concept that when two come to say she can't marry either is that they're equal. Here we already believed one. By believing one, we're putting her out of reach of the second one. And therefore, we let her stay married to the first one. Even if she didn't marry him, we let her stay mutter to the first one, who we paskened that he's the one that's allowed to marry her. Rashi, Kedashti is bitiktana, Ula Yad Levi doesn't know to whom. Nema listeners the Mirsus, the Av Vade Leichapa Olof, the father won't cover. I'm the Isha Shakim Lakadusha, Vade Dasmi, Ubo Echad. The guy is not afraid. This is the story I spoke of before. The Yodeyu should say Mechapa Olof. He knows she's going to cover with the Sratza boy. And she'll agree because she wants out of her own mess. But Takish is Kolabo Loimer Oinanihu. And she'll keep saying, no, this is the guy who will argue with anybody else who claims it. He feels protected because the woman has a desire to free herself. And therefore, doesn't have that fear he has that he would have from dad. Nothing by the writer. This is the Bryce talking. A woman that says, I accept the Kiddush and I don't know to whom. She's not Neman to marry her because she covers for him. Because she covers for him, and therefore, we say that, as we just said, she'll cover for him and he's not afraid, therefore we don't let him marry her. So the end of the day...
Why is he repeating that case?
It's a Brisa. Ravasi had said it, and we brought a Brisa that proved Ravasi right. So the Brisa said both cases. Either the case when he married up his daughter, or the case when he marries up himself. He married himself off, I'm sorry. But there's no reason to repeat it except it's a Braisa. It proves Ravasi right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Ibai Lohu. Mao Litzkala Yadai. In walks the guy. He says, I married off my daughter to Shimon. We believe him. She's then Mizana with somebody else. Do we give him Skila? Are we willing to give him Skila? Right. Can we give him skila? she was Mazana as an Ashes Ish? Or do we say the father is believed by the Torah to make her usher, to allow somebody to marry her if he identifies the husband, but not strong enough to treat her like an Ash? Let me explain. Let me try and explain this before anybody jumps on me. Here comes a guy, walks in and says, you know, my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, Leah, I accept the Kedushim from her from Shimon. Right? And we scheduled the Chasana for when she's 12 and a half. Right? Now, once he has that wedding, she's for sure an Ashes Ish. They consummated the marriage. She's an Ashes Ish, full Ashes Ish, for the rest of her life. If she's ever Mazana, she's Chayav Mitza. But she didn't consummate the marriage yet with Shimon. The only reason we consider her an Ashes Ish is because Tyra said her father's believed to say he married off his daughter. Therefore, Leah is considered an Ashes Ish. Leah is Mazana when she turns 12 years old. As her birthday present, she goes and she's Mazana with somebody. Do we give her skila? We believe the father that she's married. She's an Arusa. And Arusa is high skila if she's Mazana. But on the other hand, do we believe the father to the extent that we're willing to give skila based on his, the Torah gave him belief? To what extent did the Torah give him belief? Did the Torah believe him to the extent that we're willing to kill his daughter based on the fact that he said he accepted the Kedushin? Or we're willing to say his daughter is an Ashes Ish, cannot marry anybody else. She can marry the guy he identifies as the one he took Kedushin from. And when she marries him, then she'll be a full-fledged Ashes Ish. Till then, we would never kill her based on the father's testimony, or I don't want to call it testimony, his father's saying it. It's not Ades, it's the Torah believed him. He's not a kosher Ades, he's a father. But the Torah believed him. So to what degree did the Torah believe him? Mao Liskalayata, Dr. Rashi. So, Klimapim. Mama Kadash is BT. But AD Kedushin ain't born with Fernando. This is the answer to Harvey's question before. The AD Kedushin are not here. There are no AD Kedushin that are identifying who that there was a Kedushin. We're trusting the husband, the father, I mean, the Torah said, we trust him. And he identified the husband. So, if she can marry that guy. There's no Shiloh. The question is, Bethinsa, she was Mazana before she consummated that marriage. Once she consummated that marriage, nobody doubts that she's complete Ashes Ish, because she consummates it after she becomes a Gdaila. At that point, she's 100% Ashes Ish. Ma'o lachzika al-piv k'dinar ha-murasa l'saikla. Do we consider her a nar ha-murasa? And we're willing to give her skila. That's the question. Zuck to Gemara. Yes.
Make a difference if the father is the one that comes based in or her future Baal?
Again, let me try to make it clear. Maybe I didn't explain this. Give me one minute. Shimon walks into bed and says, I married Leah. Leah is not an Ashes Ish. Who believes Shimon? Who's Shimon to say that Leah is married to him? Shimon never believes a guy to say he married a woman.
Okay.
Shimon never gave him a right to say that. It's a claim. He says he married Leah, and Leah says, no, I didn't. Leah's a free woman. Shimon can't make Leah usher to the whole world because he claims he married her. Who's Shimon? What right does he have to claim that? He can claim whatever he wants, but who believes him? The Torah gave a special... I'm sorry?
The father might agree with Shimon that he gave permission for Shimon, or he made arrangements for Shimon to marry her. The father's not making a claim that she was Mazana. Shimon.
Again. The father has a belief to say that he married his daughter off. The Torah gave him that power. The Torah didn't give that power to anybody else.
But the father's in agreement that he did arrange Erisin for Shimon with his daughter.
He accepted the Kedushin. I don't know why he didn't arrange. He didn't arrange anything. He accepted the Kedushin from Shimon. Correct.
Yes. And what if Shimon is the one who claims that that his future wife was Mizanah.
That's not the queen yet.
And did he have Adam?
We know she's
Mizanah.
Yeah, but it's given that she's Mizanah. She didn't know.
Again, who said she didn't have... Again, I'm failed to hear your question. Shimon claimed to... Okay, let's stop for a second. Does Shimon have Adam? She was Mizanah?
Is it a Vaday she was Mizanah or not?
100% Vaday she was Mizanah.
Adam and everything. Okay.
We know she was Mizanah, but the father is the one that told her she's married. Is that enough to give this girl skila based on the father's telling her she's got married? No, Adam told her she got married. I'm sorry?
When she gets us off for this nus. From the, is that Hasra Safi? Because we don't know for sure that she's Mekudeshes, or is it make
that's
it that?
The question again. That's secondary. Again, the father said he was Mekudesher. The Torah believed her to say he was Mekudesher. She's an Ashesish. She's not allowed to marry anybody else. At this point, she hasn't consummated the marriage with the one that the father identified. She went in with Mizanah. Bezin hears she was warned, and she was Mizanah anyway. Now Bezin calls her in and says, "You are a Nara Murasa that was Mizanah." And she says, "How do you know I was a Nara Murasa?" And they say, "Your father said you're a Nara Murasa." Is that enough to establish to give her skila? Did the Torah give him 100% nemanos vis-a-vis punishment or not? To what extent did the father trust? Did the Torah trust them? The Torah trusted him to establish the fact that she can marry somebody. The Torah trusted him to establish the fact that she can't marry anybody else. Did the Torah also trust him to punish somebody? Did the Torah give him that much of a demonus? Or did the Torah just say he's believed, but when it comes to punishing, it's not enough evidence?
Yeah,
maybe the bar of evidence is higher for skila.
In this case, it's not that he doesn't know. Even if
he identified the man.
Right, okay. Okay.
He identifies the man.
That's how we can establish.
I don't see why that would make a difference. I don't see why it should make a difference, but I'm willing to go that way just to not have a question. He identifies the man. To what degree did the Torah trust the father? See, the Torah made a big chiddush here. There's a guy who would not be believed in any other case about his daughter. He's not believed to say my daughter owes $100. He's not allowed to say that his daughter ate chazer. He's not allowed to tell us anything. The Torah gave him a right to say that he married her off. To be fair, the Torah given rights. To what extent is that given right? Are we willing to kill a woman based on that given right? So Rav Amar ain't cycling. Rav Asi Amar cycling. Rav says we would not, and Rav Asi says we're willing to kill her. Rav Amar ain't cycling. Ki hem nerachman alav lisura. The Torah believed him as far as banning her to marry anybody else. L'tala lo hemna. But we're not going to kill her based on that. Rav Asi Amar cycling. Makula amosah men nerachman alav. The Torah trusted him for everything. He's believed 100%. To every facet of his statement, which means we're willing to kill her based on the father's statement. Now, Rav Asi is saying, Amar Rav Asi, Retzel Rashi, Zet Rashi, Mal Liskel Ayadoy, Shalav, Klem Rapim, Imam Kedash Tizbiti, Ve'edin Kedushin Ein Bo'an Lefineinu, there are no Edin Kedushin, Vizinsa. Are we willing to give her skila? So there's not like this. To what degree did the Torah trust the father? Did the Torah trust the father just for everything else, but not to punish? Or are we willing to punish based on the father's statement? Zalti Gemara Amar Rav Asi. Umadina, I agree. By merit niskadashti, she ain't cycling. Her woman comes in and says, "I accept the kedushin." Well, there's no halacha that we believe her. There's a halacha called Shavya Nafshechatich Isura. We say to her, as far as you're concerned, you have to believe yourself. So you're considered married as far as you are concerned. We would never give her skila based on that. Because we didn't believe her that she's married. We're telling her she has to treat herself as she's married. But we can't kill her based on the fact that she has to treat herself as she's married. The Torah believed the father. The Torah never believes the person. The Torah says the person is believed vis-a-vis themselves, meaning they have to treat themselves like they said, which means she said, I'm a married woman, and therefore she's stuck being a married woman, right? She has no right to get out of it because she said it, but not that we believe her vis-a-vis anything else, and we would never stone her for that. So here's the woman that says, I accept the Kedushin, and then a week later was Mizana, right? We would not stone her. That's what Rav Asi says. Now, Rav Asi says that he doesn't make any sense. And let me explain what's bothering Rav Asi. If a woman comes in and says, I married somebody, I don't remember whom. And somebody comes and says, I'm the guy. We said he cannot marry her. Rav Asi said that. Remember, by the father, he said, if the guy says, I'm the guy, we let him marry her. By the woman, if somebody says, I'm the guy, we did not let him marry her. That means that we're not willing to trust the guy that he married this woman. Right? But by the father, who's believed 100%, Rav Asi's willing to trust the guy that he married this girl. Now, when it comes to skila, right, Rav Asi is willing to give skila to the case where we would trust the man to say he's the guy to marry her, even though we're playing around with a skila answer. Because he's not the one that married her, he's doing skila. And we trust him. And in the case where we don't trust him to marry her, we say we would not give him skila. So Rav Asi says, really doesn't make sense. Let me try to explain what Rav Asi is saying. Rav Asi is saying, what I'm saying now doesn't make any sense. Because you would think that in the case that we're 100% convinced she's an Eishes Ish, we would be less trusting of a guy who comes in and claims he's the husband. And in the case where we're not 100% convinced that she's an Eishes Ish, we would be more trusting. And I did just the opposite. In the case of the father, where I trusted the father impeccably to give the woman skila, yet I trust this guy to say that he's the man. And in the case of the woman, when she says she married herself off, where I did not give her skila, I don't trust her that much. There, I don't trust the man. That means I trust the man more to say he married her in a case when I'm willing to stone the woman based on the father's thing. That means she's 100% Eishes Ish, and yet I'm allowing her to marry this man. And yet, when in the case when she's not 100% Eishes Ish, because I'm not willing to stone her, I don't let her marry this man. It doesn't make any sense. The more Eishes Ish she is, the less we should trust the guy that claimed he married her. If the father comes in and says, I married her off and I don't know to whom, right? If she's 100% Eishes Ish, we should be much more careful before we let her marry anybody. Yet we say we trust the guy who comes and claims and says, I'm the one that did it. The Vasi let him marry her. And in the case of a woman where we're not willing to give her skila, that means we're not 100% convinced that she's an Eishes Ish, yet we don't allow the guy to marry her. Manushev, if we're not as convinced she's an Eishes Ish, we should be more lenient than believing the guy. And if we're 100% convinced that she is an Eishes Ish, why are we being lenient and believing the guy? It doesn't make sense. We're trusting this guy to marry a Vaday Eishes Ish. I mean, obviously, he's claiming I'm the husband. But we're trusting him, even though we're playing with a Vaday married woman, Arusa. And in the other case, when she's not a Vaday, we don't trust him. That's the Gemara Maravasi. Hani Milia Shmaisi Didi Maravsin Igra. What I'm saying now is Maravsin Igra, I think literally it means it breaks rooftops, meaning it's such a svara that makes no sense, like it breaks the roof. Right? It just doesn't make any sense because he explains himself. In the case when we trust the man to marry her, Amrit Saitlin, we give her skila if she's mizana with somebody else, even before anybody claims he married her. In a case that we don't trust the man, For sure she would give her skila. It doesn't make any sense that you're not giving her skila because you don't think it's 100% true. You're not so convinced it's true, and yet you don't trust the man. And in the case where you're convinced it's 100% true, you do trust the man. But the lahi is like you're asking. Let me just finish. The answer is very simple. The Torah believed the father. The Torah did not believe her. Therefore, when it comes to being believed, the father is 100% belief. And the reason we trusted the guy saying he's the one that married her, because he's afraid of the father. In the case when she claims it, well, no, she's not 100% belief. We wouldn't give her skila. But at the same time, we can't trust that this is the guy because she covers for him. So each one is a different svara, and they're non-contradictory. That's what Ravasi is saying. Meaning, don't mix the two. We can trust the husband, the father, 100%, but yet believe the man because he wouldn't lie. He's afraid of the father. Even though we believe the father 100% she's married, we also have that fear. The man has that fear, and that makes him believe. In the case of the woman, the Torah never believed her. We believe her only vis-a-vis herself. But yet, we're afraid she'll cover for somebody, and therefore we can't trust the man. It's two separate svaras. Yeah, somebody had a question.
It was what the Gemara answered. I didn't know that the question even started because we already explained his svara.
That's why the Gemara explained it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
Hello. It would seem, I mean, we have a principle that all marriages are at the pleasure of Beis Din. We seem to be extending that, saying that it is within the purview of Beis Din to believe, to decide what categories where something is believed. That simply belief is not a unitary phenomenon. There is belief in this, belief in that, and belief in the other thing.
I disagree with that statement. We didn't believe her at all. When a woman says Miss Kadashti, we don't believe her. She has no right to say it. We say, you said it about yourself. You have to act that way. We don't believe you. But as far as you're concerned, you have to believe yourself. And therefore, vis-a-vis yourself, you got to believe yourself. You can't marry anybody because you said that you're married, and we can't trust you to say this is the guy because that you might be lying. Rashi, Kihan Rahman Allah meeting the Sati Lishaza, the Sura Laisar Kalilam. They married this Kadashti, but since the accreditation was Mazana, she ain't cycling Isapia. We don't give her Malkus. Skila. The Abbishaki Gasna Kaidam as Nuskheskas Arusa. Even though she claims she's an Arusa, the time of the parish was also the Gemara will explain the reason. The Rav said, Igri, Mishabra is Gagan of Elias. It breaks the roofs to the second floor. Exclaimer. Kashish l'shemeyam. It's difficult to those who are listening to this. She'enem evinem tamam. They don't understand the reason. Hashtem lakim shimba. Haimelev ne'ab ani kadeshtia. The guy says, I'm the one. Amarti, I said, Ravasi, Yamel lechnes, he's believed the kindness. He can marry her. Amalei mechzikin l'lokol kachapi avki mekdeshes. We're not treating her 100% mekdeshes. She'nachmer aleha l'Yisrael zeh. That we should be machmer not to allow her to marry this guy. I mean the cycling of the av, yet I'm willing to give her skila. So Malkim Shimbal Nichnas ain't a kindness. Then Shaman is Kadashti, she says, I got married, then he's asked for me. Shechmarni Allah, Allah Allah, I should be Shimbal by Marni Kadashtiya. We are machmer, and we don't let her marry the guy that says I married her. Amo Becheskis Mugadeshisi. That means we're treating her as Vada Mugadeshis, right on the item for me. Ain't it inch since the cycling? If you're saying she's Mukadeshis enough that we don't trust somebody, that means you're saying she's more Mukadeshis than the case, then we do trust somebody. Now, Tavati Velohi, Tavati Kamatik Lemosa, he's finishing his statement. Rabbi Velohi, Ein Zukusha Lemavin Betimish Malasi. Anybody who understands me will understand that this is not a Kasha. La'av Hemne, Hilkin Franklin. The Torah believed the father, therefore he gives Gila. The Zidah Lahemne, the Torah never believed the woman herself. Vain Franklin. We don't kill people because maybe she's saying the truth. In Yisura, the reason we're not letting her marry the guy who claims, she made herself into a piece of Isser. She said, I am Isser. Vahilin Mirsis, and he has no fear of Mesh Mechapal, who shall cover for him. Well, the Gabiav Mirsis, when it comes to the father, he will be afraid. So these are two separate questions. And therefore, it's very possible, both one way and the other way, and it's not a contradiction. That's what Ravashi is saying. When you want to talk about the degree of belief, the Torah believed the father, the Torah never believed the woman about herself, as far as we're concerned. The Torah never gave any nemunas. At the same time, the Torah also told us that we can rely on somebody that comes in and says, I'm the one, when there's reason to believe him. The fear that the father might deny him. Therefore, we believe him in that case. In the case of the woman herself, we're not believing her, she's an Ashishish. We're saying, as far as you're concerned, you have to treat yourself like an Ashishish. And therefore, we can't trust you to say that this is the guy because you have an ulterior motive to agree that this is the guy. And therefore, we can't rely on that. Two separate questions. Believing the guy has to do with ulterior motive and non-ulterior motive, or fear and not fear. Because in the case of the father, there's a fear factor. In the case of the woman, that fear factor doesn't exist. The degree of belief, the Torah believed the father. The Torah never believed the woman about herself vis-a-vis anybody else. Let me try to explain that. The woman comes in and says, Shimon married me. And Shimon says, no, I didn't. Shimon does not have to treat her in any way. We tell Shimon, you're free to go. You can marry her sister. You never married her. Who said you married her? The woman? Who's the woman? She has no belief. But we tell the woman, you can't marry Shimon's brother ever. Because as far as you're concerned, you married Shimon. And even if Shimon gives you a get, that's because he's a nice guy. But you can never marry his brother. You said you married Shimon. Shimon never said he got married. He never agreed to the fact that he got married. He's doing you a favor. He's releasing you. But he never agreed. So we never believed you. We only believe you vis-a-vis yourself. It's called Shavya Nafshagatika Disura. I come in and I say, I know this piece of meat is treif. I know it. Right? And two Adam say, this is 100% kosher. Everybody in the world trusts the two Adam. The person themselves cannot eat the piece of meat. They said it's treif. Vis-a-vis themselves, it's Shavya Nafshagatika Disura. Vis-a-vis themselves, they are believed more than anybody else. But not for anybody else. Everybody else can eat this piece of meat, make brachas and bench and be happy. They have two Adam that say it's kosher. The Torah told us we rely on two Adam. The Torah never said, believe this guy can negate two Adam. But the guy himself, he's saying, I know it's safe. How can he eat it? He said he knows it's safe. This woman says, I know I'm married. Listen, she might have been dreaming. She might not have been dreaming. We don't know. But as far as she's concerned, she has to act herself as if she married the guy. As far as the guy's concerned, he denies it. We have no evidence. She's claiming there were Adam there. He's claiming it never happened. So what are we supposed to do? She's not believed. Who gave her the right to be believed? Imagine if people would be believed. Shimon can come in and say he married 20 women. Those 20 women would be usher. Chas v'shalom. Who's Shimon to say that? There's no Adam. The father got a special kayak that the Torah trusted him. Only the father. Or to Adam. Nobody else is believed to say a woman is married. Therefore, we don't treat the woman as married. Everybody's going to have a wonderful day. Amen. Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.